This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
So, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm a hairdresser. I'm 19. I'm gay.
Do you like music?
Yes, I like music.
What type of music?
Lady Gaga, Nicki, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. And movies?
Ted.
Have you seen that already?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, how's your social life?
It's pretty well. Mm-hmm. I go out when I can.
You go out when you can?
Yeah.
You go out to shine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Is it fun?
It is fun.
Yeah. Do you have a little bit of a tag-along person with you?
Yes, I do.
Is he sitting in the corner with you right now?
Yes, he's sitting in the corner.
Yeah, is he hugging himself like a little teddy bear?
Yes, he is. Fuck you.
Fun times. So, you're 19.
19.
And you're a male?
Male.
Yes.
Not female.
No. How do you express yourself?
How do I express myself?
Masculine, feminine, gothic.
Both.
Both. Masculine and feminine?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, when... So, you're gay?
Correct.
Yes. When did you realise?
13.
13?
13.
So what was happening around that time when you were 13?
Experimenting.
With who?
People.
People. Not mentioning names.
No.
Cookies. With cookies.
Donkeys.
Oh, donkeys. Okay, ignore the strange person that's hugging himself in the corner person thing. So you're experimenting. Did you accept your sexuality around that time?
Not at that time. Mm-hmm. I accepted it when I was a little bit older.
Mm-hmm. Did you think it was just a phase that you were going through?
Yeah.
Mm. Obviously it wasn't.
No.
What a strange phase that would be.
Yeah.
As he nods away. So when you were going through these experimentings or these thoughts or these feelings, did you ever thought, hey, this is new, maybe I should keep this a secret just in case people might discriminate of some sort?
Yes, I did. For a long period of time, until I actually came out.
Mm. When did you come out?
About 16.
And when did you accept it?
Then.
Oh, same time as you came out? So, a bit of a break, about 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was going through your head during that 3 years?
If people would accept me for who I am. Mm.
What was going through your head when you came out?
How do I tell people?
Mm. How about your friends? How did they react?
I'm like, oh my god, you're gay.
Like, oh my god, let's go to the mall.
And just
put on makeup and ouch. Just slap my hand against the wall. How about your parents?
They were pretty accepting.
Mm-hmm. How about the cousin that's hugging himself in the corner? Mm. Yes, how did you feel?
Well, it was obvious. Because at the age of like 7, he was always. Dresses nicely, I guess. And then like 15, I saw him when he was 15, and he still dressed like that, and I was like, he has to be gay, he's gotta be gay. And then yeah, he just told me, and I said, I know. And he goes, how do you know? I only just came out recently. I'm like, oh, man, it's just obvious, man.
Yeah. Quite funny, that does actually sound like you. And now you're going to be the guy hugging yourself in the corner.
Pretty much.
Yes. So, in a way, did you actually felt that you had to keep it a secret before you came out?
Yeah.
Hmm. Kind of.
A few people.
Like who?
Some are very old mates. Mm. Because they weren't really there. Mm. They didn't really accept it. But now they do, but yeah.
So, when you came out, did any other people actually felt like they had to did they realise that they were coming out as well, or they were
gay? Not at the time, no.
Not at the time, no.
No, there was a couple, but...
Mm. but not till like later on in life, I should say.
Yeah.
So, what has changed since then?
I'm not open with myself. A lot's changed.
Friends have changed.
Friends have changed.
More old friends have stayed.
Yeah.
I've noticed you've moved around a lot as well.
Yes, I've moved a lot. A lot.
Would you like to elaborate?
When I was... How old was I? Would have been 7. Parents got a divorce. Went through hell. Moving from Hamilton to Manawa, and then to Auckland, and then to Wellington, and back to Hamilton, back to Wellington, back to Hamilton. It was kind of hard.
A big tennis match.
Yeah.
Mm. And at one point, Australia.
And Australia.
Mm.
I was the ex-partner.
Mm.
Alcoholic.
So you've had a lot of support from your friends.
Yeah.
And obviously your family, say, it's the cousin in the corner.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh. There'll be no. Oh, cousinly love.
Cousinly love.
Always.
Yeah.
Always and forever.
So you've been in a lot of relationships?
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate?
I wouldn't like to remember. I don't want to go through that stuff again. No. I wouldn't want to go through the stuff I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Like talk about and stuff like that.
Do you have a number of how many relationships you've been in?
It just goes a lot. A lot.
Do you know? Alright. So, has your life affected your relationships in any way?
Yes.
How about your sexuality with coming out, being open at the age 16?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm. When was your first relationship?
The day you came out.
That would have been around about 14, my first official relationship. With another male.
Yeah, that was back when you were in high school.
Yes.
Yes. Ah, the good old days.
The good old days.
You want to tell us about that relationship or no?
No.
So how do you meet each other people in the community?
Go out, have a drink.
I've also noticed that in Hamilton, all the gay people go to Starbucks.
Yes, they do. They're coffeeholics.
Do you go there?
No, I don't like coffee.
No, he doesn't like coffee, apparently.
I love coffee.
So, yeah, you go to... Starbucks, is that like their little unofficial youth gay group in a way?
No, just catch up, chill, have a coffee.
Mm. Have you ever went to any of the LGBT groups anywhere in the country?
Not at this previous moment, no.
How about in the past?
No.
No?
Not Rainbow Youth?
Not Rainbow Youth.
Wacky?
No.
School's Out?
Nope.
In Wellington?
Nope.
No.
You had to think about that. That's have I? No,
I haven't.
Yeah. So, do you have a lot of friends in the LGBTIQ?
I think so.
Yeah. Why do you think so?
I don't really talk. I don't know if anyone actually goes to these kind of meetings and stuff.
I mean, in general, do you have a lot of gay friends?
Yes.
Heaps. It's like the big group.
Big group.
So, you go to Shrine often?
When I can.
When I can. When you can. Yeah. Not when I can. No. I live in Auckland.
Yes.
But when you can. Yes. Yes. Do you see a lot of the same faces over and over and over again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Is there much of a crowd there when you... do you think about?
Sometimes, depending on what day it is and if there's a show at Shrine, yeah.
Mm. Do people always go for the same person every time they go there, or try to change or anything like that?
They're all the same.
They always go for the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to go to Shrine. Oh, it's all the same faces. Oh, okay, I'll just sleep with you instead.
It's like a... if there's a function, people come out from the mound and that kind of stuff.
Wherever someone's new, they always pounce on the new, fresh meat kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, Hamilton has a chlamydia, has a reputation. Highest. What?
Second highest in New Zealand.
Second, no, I don't know. I've heard the highest, second highest either. So, is that a rumour or a fact that it's the highest or second highest chlamydia, chlamydia in New Zealand?
I would not know.
Do you have chlamydia? No.
No, I don't. No, I'm very safe.
That's a good boy. He's safe.
Very safe.
Very safe.
Sorry, I'm just chewing on this biscuit.
He's very safe with a biscuit.
Yes. He's chewing on the biscuit.
Hush in the corner. Quiet in the cheap seats. Fun times. Okay, so here's a really difficult question. What is your definition of frigidity? Do you have a definition?
It's just when you have sex.
What do you think?
First time.
So, you say?
I think it's just you have sex for the first time. Actual sex for the first time. That's just what virginity is.
Is that... how about you? Definition, anyway. Do you agree, disagree, or you have your own thoughts, your own twists? Your own playtime. all that jazz.
Is that really virginity, though? Playing around?
Well, a lot of people think that...
I reckon it should be something special.
A lot of people think that virginity is different layers of what virginity is. Like, some people think that everything...
I reckon your first time that you should have, if you even lose your virginity, that it should be special and with someone that you care about.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. What do you think?
About what?
What he just said.
No, he's right, yeah. I'll say he's right.
Yeah. Jolly good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, have you received... or experience any abuse or abusive behaviour in the past because of your sexuality or any other reason?
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
Positive. As the finger gets flipped. excuse me, I'm coughing. Okay. So, how many people do you think there is in the gay scene in Hamilton?
Quite a handful.
A handful.
No, more than a handful. Do you want like a number or...?
Your average thought.
There's a few. There's plenty.
There's plenty.
Come to Hamilton. Shine.
So, how about in Wellington? Because you go to Wellington often.
Occasionally. Yes.
A handful.
Yes, a handful.
It's a lot of hands. A
very, very big handful.
So our Wellington, Hamilton, and Auckland, and whereabouts were you in Australia?
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Victoria, Melbourne place thing. Melbourne, Victoria, of some sorts, of across the ditch of the Tasman. What's your favourite area or community? Etc.
Favourite thing about Melbourne, or?
Oh, your favourite community, Alvin?
Community.
Gay community, or area?
I didn't really experience any gay community over there.
Mm. How about in Auckland? What's your favourite?
If you wanted to be in any of those four areas, where would you want to be?
Oh, it's a tricky question. Not to be in all of them.
I'm sorry to fly a private jet. Just fly over each area.
You don't know?
I don't know. Auckland. I love them all.
You love them all?
Yeah.
Reasons?
I just love them all.
Mm. How about Auckland? What's your favourite part about Auckland?
It would have to be...
Their life.
The lifestyle.
How about Hamilton?
It's quiet here. Mm-hmm. It's... Yeah.
And how about Wellington, since we're doing it all
Wellington is a big story.
Just the past memories, eh?
Yeah,
fun.
Past memories.
Okay, well, thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the person that's hiding in the corner that keeps on hugging himself.
Sweet ass.